With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Petaluma Christian boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 69-51 win against West Branch. Coach Van Wyk, we'll put it this way. Coming out of the break, there was maybe a little bit of rust in that first quarter. Things weren't quite clicking in that first quarter, I would say. Maybe even a little bit in the second quarter. But overall, guys come out with a win to open up the 2025 portion of the schedule. How good does that feel to just get back in the win column?
It feels great. It feels great. It feels great always to win a game, right, any game. And so we're definitely happy with that. And you're absolutely correct that we started off a little slow on both ends of the floor, but especially on the offensive end, it seemed like we were on our heels a little bit, not really being aggressive and attacking the way we want to, and so that was slowing us down a little bit, but our defense was keeping us in the game, keeping it close, so we're happy with that. But yeah, the second half we came out and did some different things and kind of took advantage of the defense. They were playing a little better with some of the adjustments we made there, and then we started hitting some shots and getting some stops, so it all kind of started to snowball a little bit there.
Well, one thing that stands out to me, too, in this one is neither team offensively really kind of found their rhythm in that first half, right? It was kind of a grudge match. One team would maybe get ahead by 2-4 points, then the other team would claw back, tie it, and maybe they would go ahead by 2 or 4. And games like that, they're really fun, especially at a break. How much do you feel like that helped your guys going into the locker room to have a game where they were being pushed to try to get better in that second half, knowing that, you know, you're coming off of 2 weeks of not seeing any game action, let alone here in the first half, you've got a dogfight against a squad that, you know, on paper, you know, the scoring averages were about the same coming in.
Right, so yeah, I felt like at halftime that one of the first things we said to the guys was, hey, we're used to this kind of game. It was a good physical game, tight scoring-wise, and we're like, we're perfectly at home with that. We're okay with that. We don't have to be blowing somebody out to feel like we're playing well. So, yeah, the message was, we're just going to keep grinding, you know, and if that's what we have to do. And like I said, the second half we came out and we did some really, really good things to get a little bit of a cushion. And then I thought in the fourth quarter, I thought we wore them down a little bit. You know, our bench is a little deeper than theirs maybe. And we started getting some things going. And, you know, credit to one of those players, the Harris kid, number 11, did a great job of keeping them in the game the second half because he was tough.
And you talk about that, too. I wanted to touch on that. You get into that second half. It was a great offensive quarter for you guys, but I got to talk defensively, too, because you mentioned Jaden Harris on the defensive end of the floor for you guys. He was hitting everything. It felt like didn't matter whether he was contested or not. Everything just seemed to be falling for him there in that third quarter. And as a team, sometimes that can be really demoralizing when you've got an opponent who's just, no matter what you're doing, he's making shots. How do you feel like your guys handled that adversity of watching another guy doing that, knowing that obviously you pulled off the 18-point win, but how do you feel like your guys just kind of responded to that challenge that Harris kept throwing at him there in that third quarter?
I thought the kids – I kind of lost my head a little bit a couple of times because we totally lost track of him. And other than that, I thought we did a really good job of contesting shots and being physical with them. But it's tough when – it's the point guard, right? He gets the ball inbounds, and it's not like you can deny him getting a pass and make it really hard for him to get the ball because he's got the ball already. And they do a good job of setting screens for him. And like I said, we made some adjustments on how we defended that on the screens. But I thought other than losing track of him a couple times, which, you know, to me is unacceptable with a player like that. You can't lose track of somebody like that. And so he hit a couple threes, wide open threes. And I told the guys, I said, I can hit those threes if you leave me open like that. So, and you can't lose track of the best player on their team. So other than that, I thought we did a great job of keeping our composure and just continuing to battle and push the ball and just play possession by possession.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee. As you're listening to Pella Christian basketball on KNIAKRLS.com, powered by Bank Iowa. And just looking at this game too, in that moment, because we talk about the composure on the defensive end of the floor. It also led to the composure on the offensive end of the floor, right? A 25-point third quarter there. And I know the last time we had spoken was right before Christmas break against Grandview Christian. And unfortunately, we were on the receiving end of a scoring barrage like that, right? And seeing your guys come out here tonight and be able to find ways to score the basketball. Gilbert Flagle steps up in that third quarter, scores a lot of points. Deacon Branderhorst with a huge run to start the quarter, 8-0 run there. Garrett Wheeler got in on the action, and then Landon Fransman as well down low. Just a well-rounded approach offensively in that third quarter. What can you say about the offensive showing for you guys in the second half?
Yeah, I think that we did a great job of finding the open guy. And when we couldn't, we did a great job of knocking down some tough shots. So credit to our guys. They were doing a good job of attacking the basket, and that's one of the things that we need to continue to get better at against physical defenders that we're going to see game in and game out. We got to be able to be strong with the ball and get in the lane, and we did a much better job of that. We had some finishes at the rim, like later in the fourth quarter there, Wyatt Snyder had a finish at the rim, and I think he got fouled by three people, but he still put it in the hoop. So things like that are just going to continue to make us better. And you mentioned Landon Fransman. I mean, he got some man-sized rebounds tonight. I mean, some of those rebounds, he's like, you know, above the rim and above everybody else and just going and getting the ball. And he was just phenomenal. I felt like that was a huge part of the way we played the second half, that he was just going getting rebounds on both ends of the floor.
Well, and one thing, too, that stands out to me that you just kind of alluded to with the way that Landon played is the physical nature. I know you mentioned it earlier on. Physical play is not anything new to you guys, but it felt like tonight they let him play a little bit more physical. Now, they would crack down on it at times, but it felt like when you got inside, it had to be almost an obvious foul for it to get called, and sometimes maybe even some generous calls inside as well, maybe. But when you get into a physical game like that and with the physical mentality that this team has, how big of an advantage is that when they let you play through some of that physicality and it's not a whistle-happy game?
Right. I love it, to be honest. I used to be, I first got into coaching 30-plus years ago, I felt like it was more of a finesse game, and when it got physical, I felt like it was more like football or something than basketball. But, you know, that's the way the game's played today, you know, at all levels. And, you have to embrace it because that's the way it is. And so, you know, we work hard on that every day in practice. Our guys challenge each other every day, and that makes us tougher when it comes to game time. So we're good with that, you know, as long as I thought the officiating was great tonight. There's always going to be calls that you feel like could have went one way or the other. I'm sure their coach thought there was some calls that could have went one way or the other too on their side of things. So there's always going to be that, you know, as long as they're being consistent or mostly consistent, I'm good with that. And as long as you can talk to them a little bit without them, being defensive about it, which they weren't, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, let's just play. I love it.
I love it too. I love that physical approach. That was the way I played the game. I love watching that random basketball. Now, as we wrap up our conversation here and kind of go in closing with Marv Van Wyk, head coach at the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, brought to you by Lighten State Bank. Quick turnaround Tuesday. You're back in the gym. You know, you get at least one day off other than the weekend with that Monday being off, but you travel up to Newton. And first road game in a couple weeks. So it's not been a season that's featured a lot of road tests. You got to go up there. I know Newton's a place that you love the environment for. Should be a great environment for some basketball. Then you got Pella to close out next week as well. But how do you get ready for that Newton game here over the weekend and on Monday so that you can keep this winning streak going and really start off this second semester with a lot of momentum?
Yeah, Newton's got a really nice team. They're very balanced, and they've got just good athletes all over the floor, and they defend really well and defend physically. And so I'm looking for that to be a really hot, contested battle. And we're looking forward to the challenge. And I just think that, you know, every game we play is going to be that way, where we got to be ready to play good physical basketball, and we got to be ready to take advantage of the things we can. And you know, there's some things with Newton we can do that, and I'm sure they feel like they have some things they can take advantage of with us. So I think it's just going to be a great game. And like you said, I think Newton is probably my favorite place outside of this one in the conference to play, because it's just a great atmosphere. It's a loud gym, and usually that's, you know, there's some, it's kind of like Oski and us, where there's lots of people that know each other back and forth from Newton, work together or whatever, and so it's a good rivalry that way, and there's just a lot of good energy in the gym, so I love going there.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach Van Wyk, looking forward to seeing how things go in Newton on Tuesday night. Best of luck to you as we go in closing, presented by Light and State Bank. Grow strong with us. Coach, again, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Marv Van Wyk, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 69-51 win over West Branch.